It's neat. So did you sign up?
No, I'm going to, though. I have it. It's
do
in
it
my,
right
like,
now.
I can't do it right now. I'm on the radio.
Oh.
Can I do it after?
Well, you know, if you didn't do it already, I don't, how am I supposed to trust you? I think I should talk a little bit, and you could start typing.
And I can just start, like, looking it up.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll give everybody...
Talk amongst yourselves.
We'll give everybody 5 minutes, 4 minutes to sign up. Sign your life away.
So after this, we're going back underground. We're going dark again.
We're going dark. We're going to be back on the podcast. So
yeah.
If you guys haven't signed up for our podcast, it is on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, that's what, like, isn't that what they say? On, like, professional
you
podcasts?
You know how to do it.
They're
in
like,
real life, WFMU, that's your search words for it. But there's a few more in the summer season that we're very excited about.
Oh, there's some really exciting ones coming up.
Yeah. One is probably our most divisive episode ever.
More divisive than nudists?
Absolutely more divisive than nudists.
More divisive than NASCAR?
Oh my God. I thought we would lose listenership with NASCAR, but that actually brought people together. I was surprised how many NASCAR people there were. But this, I think, is even, especially a WFMU audience, this is even more divisive than NASCAR and nudists. Yeah. This is an episode about
fish.
And with a PH.
The band.
This is a fish fanatic.
Fish. Is it? Would you spell fanatic with a PH?
Fish fanatic.
I would. Fish fanatic.
So this is this will either repel you. She's actually signing up right now, guys. So just so you know, she's getting it done.
Not lying.
She's getting it done. So we're going to talk to a fish fanatic, and he's going to try to talk those that don't understand the phenomenon of
fish,
of why he books hotels for every show that gets announced ahead of time.
At the moment of announcement. Do you know how many hotel bookings that is? That's got to be like 80 hotel bookings at once.
And he's married to a non-fish fanatic.
Yeah.
So how does that work out?
Yeah.
So that's one to look forward to. And then we have like an insane show, which I think is leveling us up. Do you want to even bring this one up yet? This one? The special one? The super duper one? No?
No, I don't. I want to keep that one behind the curtain. You got to wait, guys. It's too exciting.
Oh,
I can't
man.
Talk about it. There are some that are ahead in the upcoming season that we've banked throughout the summer that are...
What about the
too good to even preview.
Not even the monkey lady?
We can talk about her, yeah. We're going to talk to a woman who has adopted a chimpanzee and taught it literacy. And like brought it into her family,
it was her
and they lived
brother.
Together. No. She adopted it. She has a daughter that's a human, and then a son that's a chimpanzee.
Oh, that's
that she adopted.
Gah!
It's gonna be so cool! I can't wait. Yeah. And then we're gonna
true story.
And then
we're back, baby.
And then we've got landmine sniffing rats coming up.
Oh yeah. Too. They smell out your tuberculosis or a landmine, whichever you prefer.
What if you have a landmine in your body? Can they find that?
Being that we're doing this interview on Thursday, you could put that on the question list.
I guess I can ask.
Yeah.
I guess I
oh
can
Oh, my
ask.
Gosh.
Do they cancel
Is
each other
Is it really
out?
Time?
If there's somebody lying down nearby, like, that has tuberculosis, but there's a landmine in the ground, do they just miss it entirely? I'm going to ask that, too. All right.
You can ask all the questions.
I'm going to ask all the questions.
Oh.
You guys are just going to have to wait to hear the answers and tune in to the podcast, I guess.
Yeah. Or on those pesky Facebook-owned places where you can find us.
Instagram and whatnot.
Instagram and whatnot.
And whatnot. Well.
In real life, Kimzilla, I think, is my Instagram handle.
It
What's
is.
Yours?
IRL Kimzilla. Mine? I can't remember.
Oh, Jesus. This girl. Technology. We
you
should have just said stump.
Kim.
The dump.
Stump. The stump.
I don't even know what that means.
Well, you've killed. Perfectly good hour listening to In Real Life. This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. It's been so great being here with you guys again. Stay tuned for Mac.
Oh, yeah.
Mac and the Antique Phonograph Radio Hour coming up next here on WFMU.
Woo-hoo.
Woo!
Woke up this morning, put on my slippers, walked in the kitchen and died. And oh, what a feeling when my soul went through the ceiling and on up into heaven I did ride. When I got there, they did say, John, it happened this way. You slipped upon the floor and hit your head. And all the angels say, just before you passed away, these were the very last words that you said. Please don't bury me down in the cold, cold ground. No, I'm gonna have them cut me up and pass me all around. My brain in a hurricane, and the blind can have my eyes, and the deaf can take both of my ears if they don't mind the sound. Give my stomach to Milwaukee if they run out of beer. Put my socks in a cedar box, just get on out of here. Venus to Milo can have my arms, look out, I've got your nose. Sell my heart to the junk man and give my love to Rose. But please don't bury me down in that cold, cold ground. No, I'm gonna have them cut me up and pass me all around. For my brain in a hurricane and the blind can have my eyes. And the deaf can take both of my ears if they don't mind. Give my feet to the footloose, careless, fancy free. Give my knees to the needy, don't pull that stuff on me. Hand me down my walking cane, it's a sin to tell a lie. Send my mouth way down south and kiss my ass goodbye. But please don't bury me down in that cold, cold ground. No, I'm gonna have them cut me up and pass me all around. Oh, my brain in a hurry. Both my ears if they don't mind the size.
You're about to enter a new dimension of experience. You will venture to a place beyond imagination, where both space and time deform into grotesque realities. To a bizarre universe where fantasy and nightmare challenge your sanity. Here, only the strong survive.
You've just heard something that nobody outside of McDonald's has ever heard. The music to a brand new McDonald's song. That's right. On May 7, 1979, McDonald's will be introducing a new song and a new advertising campaign to the country. And because the strength of this new campaign is you, our crew, we wanted you to know about it and to hear it before anyone else does. After all, you're the reason that nobody can do it like McDonald's can. Nobody can do it like McDonald's can. That's a strong statement, but one that's believable. And the best evidence of that is your dedication to QSC&V, quality, service, cleanliness, and value. Things that have kept people coming back to America's favorite restaurant for almost 25 years. And no one appreciates you more than Ray Kroc, founder and senior chairman of the board of McDonald's. Here he is with a special message just for you.
As you probably know by now, we've got a new theme. Nobody can do it like McDonald's can. Now, we all know that, but we want to let the customers know it, too. A friendly smile from you goes a long way. Without you as the liaison between McDonald's Corporation and the customer, we're dead. You're one of the most important people in the whole corporation. And nobody appreciates that fact more than I do. God bless.
Nobody can do it like McDonald's can. Nobody's cooking better all across the land. Pure, fresh, crisp, hot, that's what we demand. You're the reason we do it. Nobody can do it like McDonald's can. Nobody else makes it shine the way we do. Nobody else is faster serving you. Clean, bright, fast for life with smiles that never end. Everybody always do it. Nobody can do it like McDonald's can.
Hello, friends, and welcome to this show. And what is this show, you ask? Good question. Well, maybe a lot of you know me from my antique phonograph music program, which I retired a couple years ago. But that's not the only kind of records I have. I have this whole collection, thousands, of what I call ephemeral records. What are ephemeral records? Just what the name says. They are of the moment. They are not meant to be permanent. You know, everyone's so concerned about taking care of their records and preserving them. Well, these were meant to be played and thrown away. They are a contest or a promotion or, you know, a message from Ray Kroc to his McDonald's employees. We started off with something from Data Age. Where'd that go? Where'd that record go? Here it is. This is a promotion for an Atari game, Data Age. Yeah. 1980-something. 1982, Data Age. So, this is going to be an hour of this noisy stuff. And very often, kind of useless stuff. Maybe it was useless. Maybe it was useful, you know, in the moment. They had grand ideas for this stuff, for sure. But, you know, does anyone really want to listen to a talking lawnmower from Sears? God, I hope you do.
Hi, neighbor. I'm your new Craftsman power mower, and believe me, I'm overjoyed you brought me home. I just know you made the best buy possible. You'll get many, many years of top service from me. In fact, there are more of my brothers, other Craftsman mowers, that is, used by more satisfied customers than any other in the world. I like to think of myself as a precision grass cutting machine. Phew, that's really a mouthful. But after all, that's what you bought me for, to do a quality job of cutting your grass. And honest, I'll do just that and satisfy you for years to come if you'll do a few little things for me. I was designed to do a quick and efficient job, but it's imperative that you take normal precautions with me at all times. Nothing is more important to me than your complete satisfaction with me, both from an operating and safety standpoint. In my instruction book, enclosed in the same envelope in which you found this record, are the 9 rules of safety. Read these rules carefully, please. And if you follow them, whenever you use me, I'll do a better job and make you happier. I guarantee they make a lot of sense. And while you're in my instruction book checking my 9 rules of safety, make a special point to read my gas and oil directions. If I have a 4-cycle engine, my crankcase must be filled with a good grade of SAE number 30 oil before using me. Nothing, but nothing, will damage me faster than a dry crankcase. If I have a 2-cycle engine, you'll find complete directions in my instruction book for mixing my gas and oil correctly. Incidentally, nothing makes me run better than clean gas. And what better way to assure this than a sparkling new gas can? Tight, clean, and with a handy pouring nut. Sears has them in all sizes. Now,
firstly, into a well-lighted mirror, and picture the effect each of these steps will have on your eyes. Let's start with your eyebrows. Sometimes nature is a little extravagant here. Eyebrows that are too heavy tend to overpower, and a few hairs, judiciously removed underneath, not on top, will give a lighter, more feminine look. Only straggly hairs may be removed from the top of the brow. The fashion today is the natural line. Emphasize it or tidy it up, but never erase it. Do not extend the line more than a quarter of an inch beyond the eye socket. What color to use? Avon has 5 shades of eyebrow pencil to choose from, and each flatters in its own way. You can't go wrong with charcoal or dark brown. Step 2 in the lovely frame you are making is eye shadow. Now here, we can really have fun while making ourselves look prettier. You don't need rules, just common sense. Eye shadow is blended on the upper lid. Close one eye and apply a narrow strip of shadow next to the upper lashes from the inner corner to the outer corner of the eye. Blend with the fingertip so that it is darkest next to the lash and lighter as it moves out over the lid. You can use 2 color shades, one next to the lash, another over the rest of the lid. For instance, a trace of blue close to your eyes and blend it up to green eyeshadow higher on your lids gives a truly lovely effect. The next step in eye beauty is eyeliner, to make your eyes appear larger and brighter. After you have blended your eyeshadow, hold the outer corner of your eyelid taut. Draw a soft line with the eyeliner pencil from the inner corner to the outer corner at the lash line, as close as possible to your lash root.
Sound
use your eyeliner on both the upper and lower lids.
You can almost hear a watch ticking.
You will want to practice this so that you can get the right picture frame for your
eyes. You can almost hear a baby breathe.
To complete the picture, you will need mascara.
So absolutely quiet, you can almost hear a heartbeat.
Eyelashes which fade out at the tips.
Irene?
This means...
Hear that, honey?
Even if you do
sounds pretty good.
Lovely,
Fred, that's what all the advertisements say.
People won't
why don't you ask them how much quieter the Fetters is?
Where's the proof, dear?
Here's the proof. It shows Fetters is quietest by far. Independent laboratory tests, certified by the Nationwide Consumer Testing Institute, proved Fetters is the quietest of six leading air conditioners. In competitive sound tests, Fetters rated first, up to 49.9% better than the other brands tested. Here's how Nationwide Consumer Testing Institute summarized these competitive sound tests. Quote, the results indicate that the Fetters unit had a definite and clear-cut superiority over the other five makes of air conditioners tested. End quote. Think what that means. No more moaning, whirring, whining. With a Fetters sound barrier air conditioner, you'll enjoy the most restful, most relaxing summer comfort available.
Oh, I feel good already.
But just what is this sound barrier you keep talking about? How does it work?
The Fetters sound barrier is a radically new acoustic system that reduces air conditioner sound levels without reducing cooling power. Fetters completely redesigned the internal circulation patterns that air conditioners have been using up to now. They utilize the latest principles of aerodynamic engineering, of sound refraction, of audio design. Let me demonstrate just one of the many scientific principles Fetters utilized. I can do it with these two empty bottles. First, I'll take this narrow-necked soda pop bottle and blow into it. Now, how would you describe the sound I just made?
Noisy.
High-pitched, a little shrill, annoying.
Now, I'll take this wide-necked milk bottle and blow into it. What would you say that sound is like?
Well, it's much lower in pitch, much softer, easier to take.
Right. I've just demonstrated one of the many principles incorporated in Fetters' sound barrier. That's one of the less complicated ways Fetters' sound barrier does its job.
Irene, that's really something to think about. Up to 49.9% quieter than other air conditioners.
Well, it's not all due to sound barrier, you know. It's...
Well, it happens I do know about the rubber-mounted fan inside the Fetters that takes the buzz out of fan operation.
Fred, stop interrupting the man.
And about the way that compressor is mounted to prevent any vibration.
Fred!
And about all that acoustic insulation and those rubber gaskets that absorb more of normal mechanical noises and
Fred,
that...
please!
You know, ma'am, he's perfectly right. In addition to sound barrier, there's also an endless concern with little details that makes Fetters quieter than other air conditioners.
When it's all been said and done today, one golden thought will shine. When you use your telephone, there's cash on your line. You'll see from the facts and figures, when the story's completely told, that your telephone line's a rainbow. At each end, there's a pot of gold. Just look at the things it does, my friends, and you'll agree with me that something wonderful happens when you telephone, yes, siree.
It puts cash on your line. Beautiful, beautiful cash. Cash on your line, the live long day. You'll be feeling so fine getting that beautiful cash. Flowers by telephone's away.
Now look at the streamers you can get for your customers to see. We phone flowers anywhere, and the streamers are all for free. They're made for every occasion. They'll open up hidden trails. Such a nice way to say best wishes. There's one that'll bring you sales. Though Mother's Day and Easter time might take care of themselves. Use these streamers the rest of the time to empty all your shelves.
It puts cash on your line.
beautiful, beautiful cash. Cash on your line the livelong day. You'll be feeling so fine getting that beautiful cash. Flowers by telephone's the way.
Don't forget those yellow pages. It pays to advertise. They're bound to call, yes, one and all, when your name's before their eyes.
Once again, in the ice cream months of the coming year, ISAF will be on the air with a saturation radio schedule in your area. To keep pace with the ever-expanding group of customers who buy and enjoy ISAF, we've taken the basic musical theme of the 1962 ISAF radio jingle and given it a bright, modern facelifting for 1963. The talents of famous Hollywood composer and arranger Randy Van Horn were employed to make this year's ISAF radio campaign more effective than ever. The results? A happy, exciting radio commercial that makes ISAF sound like the most dessert fun your customers ever had. The starting air date is March 1st, and you can bet shoppers will be heading for ice cream cabinets in stores everywhere when they hear this happy ISAF sound.
Having fun?
Having fun.
Divine.
Divine.
Contemporary.
Contemporary.
Contemporary old-fashioned.
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 Delectation.
Delectation.
Old-fashioned. Delectation. ISAF.
Old-fashioned.
Old-fashioned.
Delectation.
Delectation.
Pollyann.
Saturated.
Saturated.
Old-fashioned. Delectation.
Pollyann.
Saturated.
ISAF.
Old-fashioned.
Old-fashioned.
Delectation.
Delectation.
Pollyann.
Pollyann.
Saturated.
Saturated.
Imitation ice cream.
Yes, it's old-fashioned.
Delectation.
Pollyann.
Saturated.
Imitation ice cream made with
safflower oil.
To complete the 60-second commercial, your local station announcer will tell listeners about new flavors and special ISAF promotions taking place in your area. Because we're buying a lot of airtime to promote ISAF on the most popular stations in your area, a 30-second version has also been produced. It goes like this.
Yeah, we don't need to hear the 30-second version. I mean, we heard the one-minute version. That's plenty. Plenty, plenty. Oh, man, advertising galore here tonight, huh? Right. So, the bed music is a personal record, which I think someone just didn't set up properly to record. So it's all just surface noise. The best! Oh, let's see, what do we hear? I gotta do this reverse. I mean, I don't even know how to do this, do these, the song announcements. This is the last thing we heard was a ISAF imitation ice cream promotional record made with safflower oil. I should really be posting pictures of these because they're so visual. Before that, cash on your line. Hey, how about this for a concept? People can call on the telephone and order flowers. The future is here through flexi discs announcing it. We heard a little bit about the new Fetters air conditioners with the sound barrier, the revolutionary sound barrier, the sound of quality. I love how they, in the beginning of this record, you know, I was layering things. They say, hear that? And you don't hear anything because the idea is you don't hear how quiet the air conditioner is, right? Fantastic. Hear that? That was a tree falling in the forest. Oh, you didn't hear it. Never mind. Oh, we heard a little bit from the new look in Eye Beauty, recorded tips by Avon. I'm sure your Avon lady would leave this behind for you. We heard from the Craftsman talking power mower. I had two copies of this. I wanted to try to sync up and play simultaneously, but I'm not going to get to that. What are we going to do next? Boy, I've got so many things here, too many. But that's okay. I hope to do these shows on occasion. Now we're going to hear about... there were a lot of records having to do with vacations and moving to new areas. So we're going to hear now one from this place called Fairfield Bay. Fairfield Bay, as in, I think it's in Arkansas. This is to try to get you to go there. Oh, it's in the Ozark Mountains. Look, let's just hear them tell you about it. There's no reason why I should be telling you about it. The sights and sounds of Fairfield Bay.
Of the same old rat race? Smog burn your eyes? Too much noise? Too many people? Neighbors live too close? All your favorite places been taken over by strangers? No more elbow room? No place for you and your family? Your privacy and peace of mind gone? High taxes hard on your pocketbook? Get away from it all. This year, take a dream vacation in the scenic Ozark Mountains of Arkansas for one of the most pleasant experiences of your life. Fairfield Bay is one of the nation's unique spots. We offer a rare combination of picturesque rural charm and city conveniences. While enjoying the pleasures of nature to the utmost, you retain the conveniences of the city. Distinctively different, beautifully furnished, air-conditioned homes, tastefully designed to combine the peaceful charm of woods and water, await your arrival. No need to bring anything but a smile and the desire to have a good time. Fairfield Bay is a 4,600-acre recreation vacation community designed for people who want to live the good life. As our guest, we want your visit to be an enjoyable one. Soak up Fairfield Bay's peaceful charm to your heart's content. Things to do are never lacking at Fairfield Bay. You and your family will delight in the serenity of a cruise on the magnificent 42,000-acre Greer's Ferry Lake. Pulsate with the rhythm of the now sound from the teen center at the showboat. The excitement of water skiing, scuba diving, boating, and sailing. The thrill of that largemouth bass that didn't get away. The brisk horseback riding.
Would you like to take an all-expense-paid flight to beautiful Oregon? I mean with real red carpet treatment. Delicious meals, refreshments, a tour of some exciting property, then the flight home and all expenses paid. Sound fabulous? Well, here's the story. Oregon land in Harney County, once famous as the Miller and Lux Island Ranch, and now known as Meadowland Ranches, is being sold in parcels from 20 to 1,000 acres. This is a rare chance to buy good land, some of it never owned by single families. Land you'll enjoy living on. Land in an Oregon county renowned for its fishing and hunting. Land just 15 miles away from Burns, Oregon, with every modern convenience from theaters and supermarkets to hospitals and schools. And best of all, Meadowland Ranches is priced so low right now, as low as $29 a month. Read the enclosed brochure, then see Meadowland Ranches for yourself without cost. Take the all-expense-paid luxury flight to Oregon. Mail the coupon on the brochure today. We'll pay the postage.
Meadowland, a new life in Oregon.
Orlando, I want the world to know about you. City beautiful where time just seems
best of all are the friendly smiles and the way they say, have a nice day. Orlando, Orlando, you're just great. Orlando, there's so much I can say about you. Orlando, when I'm away, I just keep longing for you. Your beautiful parks, flowers and trees, shops and boutiques too. Restaurants and discos, nightclubs too. Entertainment Plus just waiting for you. Orlando, a thousand lakes and the ocean nearby. Orlando, the city beautiful where time just seems to fly. But best of all are the friendly smiles and the way they say, man, have a nice day. Orlando, Orlando, you're just great.
Welcome to Polsky's on the Summit Mall, the beautiful brown and white brick building set off by towering white California arches at the entrances. Join me for a preview as you and your family will see this wonderful new family store.
Oh, Mother, this new Polsky's is dreamy.
I like it.
I've seen beautiful stores, but this
it's
is...
It's more than a store. It's a whole world of stores.
Stepping from the Grand Mall into Polsky's, an exciting new world of merchandising appears before you. Exotic copper leaf fountains dripping glamour for the champagne look. Smart boutiques line the walls. Lush tones of champagne and gold give Polsky's a champagne sparkle everybody will love.
I can see everything in Polsky's mall level from here. Oh, how gorgeous. Look at that antique golden marble wall in the daytime dress section.
How about the Mimi shop for us teens? The ceiling of light in pink and white, and those mirrors, wow!
The gentry shop for us men looks as rugged as a Western tack shop, as masculine as a men's club.
Look, the little children's faces are lighted.
Polsky's has special touches for everyone, such as the huge columned chandelier with children's faces on the globes, marking the infants department, a soft baby world of lush pink carpet, pink and white striped furniture, specially sized chairs and inlaid tables in the kiddie shoe world.
The toys are on the lower level.
I know, sporting goods too.
Glamour sparkles like French champagne in the trend shop, Polsky's intimate boutique with a Parisian flair. A dress shop with French provincial furniture covered in rich damask, embossed wall coverings in gold and white, marble-topped coffee table, a crystal hanging chandelier Louis XIV would have loved. All for you ladies, the trend shop.
There's the same French elegance in Polsky's new shoe salon.
The Mimi shop makes me bubble. All that rose and white and that cute old-fashioned mural. Really hep. And the Junior World shop is almost like pop art.
Men will like the more rugged stuff, like the Macassar ebony flooring and pebbled stone wall and all those smart clothes in the men's department.
Yes, there are many extra touches at Polsky's on the Summit Mall. On the lower Smith Road level, the Americana shop, furniture with a glimpse back to the Gaslight era, and the complete furniture department with six gorgeous model rooms. The spacious auditorium, the toys, the cameras, the domestics, housewares, appliances, everything for your home. On the mall level, the frozen elegance of a snowflake chandelier against the Nordic blue of the China department. The luminous walls and carved wood panels of Polsky's Summit Room restaurant. The Renaissance gold and gray mosaic tiles in the beauty salon. The lavish leaf lights.
I want to come often. There's so much to see.
Fine with me. Parking's a breeze.
Don't forget me.
From Smith Road, Jet Road, West Market Street, or from the mall, the new Polsky's has four entrances, just minutes away from your own backyard, with acres of parking. to Polsky's on the Summit Mall. See the store with the champagne sparkle.
Champagne sparkle. The champagne sparkle? Is that like Lawrence Wilk? Oh my God, I love champagne. Oh man, Polsky's Mall, bright and shiny. Polsky's opening up, in the Summit Mall. Bright and shiny in 1965. This is actually in an envelope, and it comes with an invitation to the grand opening on Friday and Saturday, October 15th and 16th, 10 o'clock in the morning. You and your family are cordially invited to attend a special preview of Polsky's brand new store in the Summit Mall. Oh, yes. Very nice. Yeah, we heard some records about places to go. Orlando. We heard about Orlando. Or maybe you'd like to move to the Meadowlands Ranches in the heart of East Oregon. Executive sales office, if you're interested, is at 268 Grand Avenue in Oakland, California. Because you want to get those Californians moving up there. And we heard about Fairfield Bay in the Ozarks. Drive through the thrilling Ozark countryside. It's a coupon on the back. Gentlemen, I wish to take advantage of your free vacation offer. We will arrive at, and you fill it out. And this was direct mail to folks. Okay. Continuing. Okay, so we've been playing mostly 33s. I'm going to go for some 78s here. And, you know, these are all paper, cardboard, and flexi discs. And at 33, you can usually get them to play pretty well. But at 78, they're spinning so fast, and those little ridges turn into ramps for the needle. So you may hear a lot of jumping. But we're going to see. Who cares? This is a show about noise. Time's going quick, so let me get to it. First, we're going to hear a personal record made at a recording booth at Hubert's... Hubert's Museum and Flea Circus. It was located at Broadway and 52nd Street. They had a booth there where you could make records. And even though this is a Christmas song, I just love the way these girls sing. And Dan would be proud of this singing. So let's see if we can get this to work.
I'm going to give out to my trip on the way back. I haven't gotten the address of the Summers boy, or the boy from Somerton, when I came home on a train. Of course, if you got acquainted with his folks, you should know where he lives. Seems to be a very nice fellow, and we've enjoyed the trip all the way up from Philadelphia. And I think I dropped him off this side of Boston. The boys are saw coming up on the train. And with that radio set of mine, it just made the trip much more pleasant. I stopped off at Manchester and stayed a day or so over at Herman's. I didn't stay overnight, though, but I stayed down at the YMCA. And I spent all day Sunday with Ethel. I left Monday morning for Freeport, Maine. Got to Freeport, Maine sometime around 11:30, and Albert was there to meet me at the station. And they were working that day, but I went over to George's and I stayed with him in the afternoon because he is now tying the flies over at his home due to no heat being in beans. So the oil situation up there seems very poor. And I was there for a day and then left there and came right into Presque Isle. Boy, what a ride in from there. These darn trains here, it's a darn slow. It seems that they stop at every farmhouse to pick up the milk or milk the cow for the farmers anyway, but that's the way it seems for us. So I see this is getting down to the end again, so I'll try another recording here and I'll ship all these home at once to you. Well, so long, folks. Goodbye, Missy.
I'm making a few recordings for you and I hope you like them. Of course, it's all amateur work and these recordings are all on paper discs. And naturally the beginning is more difficult. Today we had our first rain of the season and quite a lot of high wind. And it's nothing unusual, of course, to have a black frost. We didn't even have a black frost. Everything turned black. Plants and squash plants and tomato plants and so on. Well, I just thought I'd give you a little bit of our weather conditions. I hope you're happy and I hope you're well. And I wish you would say a little bit more in your letters when you write to me. You have never told me how you liked your permanent, how it turned out, how your family liked the dresses you bought out here. You never tell anything. I'm so disappointed. You write a letter and then you say nothing. I'm going to scold you now. Well, different people that you met here, they all asked for you. And so on. I don't know. World conditions are so bad and people are high-strung and nervous and unhappy. And I hardly ever get away from here. And you would be surprised. I have nothing but a white desert sand in front of my place now. Everything is white and blank. But the air is still good, but during the hot weather it was almost unbearable. We couldn't breathe for the terrible stench, that sulfur stench, they tell me, that comes with this kind of a lake. There are seven minerals in this water, you know. So the concentrated minerals, of course, throw off this. Well, remember me to Fred and Dora and Barbara. I have to close now because the end of the record is in sight. Write to me later on and tell me how you liked it all. Good night.
The word for this month is Christ substance, quickens and prospers me. Advanced physical scientists are proclaiming all things in one universal energy. Atoms and electrons are one in origin and essence. The ether that transmits the messages of the radio is the mother of all matter, and back of the ether is the directive mind of thought. Omnipresent mind that rules the whole natural universe, and
requested, we read this note he sent.
I'd rather be a party boy than be president.
Hooray!
Of a Pinky Foundation, from the day he is born, is hope that he'll be good enough to be a party boy.
So everybody join in.
Oh, Frosty Morn. Frosty Morn? Oh, man. This show's keeping me on my toes, I'll tell you. Oh, where's my background music? Sorry, my background music. Here we go. My background sound. Oh, good. I feel naked without that. So, we heard a bunch of personal records there. Mostly from Home Machines and some booths. We also heard one from a serviceman. In World War II, there were lots of buses and companies were setting up little portable recording studios for soldiers to send records home to their families. God, I've come across thousands of those and have at least 100. They're always interesting little insights into the people's thinking. We heard some singing. I got a little confused in the beginning there. We heard the Silent Night 1 second, which was pretty fantastic singing. Before the Hubert's museum and flea circus. I always wanted to have a flea circus. Well, we heard the Frosty Morn for President there at the end. Frosty Morn was a brand of breakfast sausage. And they are proclaiming they'd rather be a Frosty Morn sausage than become president. I could see that these days. Okay, listen, I'm running out of time quick. I'm going to do a little collaging now. Collaging of things. Where's it going to go? Good question. I don't have the answer, but I got to get it started. I'm sorry, I'm across the room. This is not the way you're supposed to do radio. This is not the way. Don't do radio like this. Do not do radio like this, okay? I'm just going to go to... Bye. I'll be back.
Stars, brilliant as diamonds. Space, cold as the winter wind. Timeless. Inky blackness, deep and silent. Or is it? Mortal men venture into the great unknown, like and looking down, find themselves looking up. To be afraid and not care that you are afraid is the courage of which astronauts are made. The alien, opal light of Arrhenius filters through indigo dust. A spaceship sailing across cosmic oceans of yellow and red turquoise, drifting down green and purple galactic seas. Listen to
I'm Byron Schaefer. And you have just heard some music created electronically.
sun is one.
That is, music performed through electronic sound generators, rather than through traditional musical instruments, such as violins and trumpets.
Is man
I would like you to hear some more of this kind of music, because I believe that used properly, such sounds can help you to sell your products. In the electronic music studio, which you might call a laboratory, we can create sounds which have never been heard before and provide new meaning by manipulating natural sounds such as bells or spoken word. Here are some manufactured sounds. Existing natural sound, a gong, for example.
Okay, flight one.
In the automobile or gasoline business, you might want to have a spark plug sing a jingle. And electronically, we can make that real spark plug sound.
Be afraid and not care that you are afraid. Is the truth. The alien, oh polite Varanius,
perhaps you are interested in detergents or water softeners.
Listen to Saturn's mystery of music.
As a broadcast advertiser, you can use more elaborate electronic compositions to create a background atmosphere. Here are a few from our library. The first one, for example, might help set the mood for a tropical holiday message, or a trip to Bermuda in a glass-bottomed boat. Modern product to set among soaring skyscrapers, glass, and steel. I'm not in advertising, but some of my students here at the University of Toronto will probably be one day. Here are some sounds which they might use in selling. The first one suggests an upset stomach medication. As an experiment the other day, we manipulated a spoken commercial message electronically. It says, don't. Don't rinse one more wash without Fleecy. Fleecy makes things so much softer. I suggest it is the tap speaking. Listen. A headache remedy. Perhaps a wintry backdrop or snow tires.
This is a record about a record-breaking radio campaign. The biggest menswear radio promotion in DuPont's history. The facts? 45 to 50 commercials a week in each of 60 top markets. The audience? 40 million people, including your customers. The time? Right smack in the middle of your heaviest spring selling period. The big idea? To help you sell more men's suits, slacks, and sport coats containing Dacron next spring. And, by the way, A powerful TV, magazine, and newspaper advertising campaign will be helping too. Helping to make Spring 62 an even greater season for Dacron than last year's. More than 1 billion times, yes, 1 billion, consumers from coast to coast will be seeing and hearing that Dacron is a man's best friend. Got a minute? Listen to these sample commercials, like so.
For a suit that's a beaut, the boy Dacron on the label, 'cause Dacron is a man's best friend. A man who looks his best in a suit that is able to stay wrinkle-free and neat. In summer rain and summer heat, in coats and slacks, you can relax when you know there is Dacron in the blend. There's just no denying in the clothes he'll be buying, Dacron is a man's best friend.
Bruce, Dick Easton speaking. Well, how do you like the news about your hit parade? America's top musical television show brought to you by Crosby. Finest singers and dancers in the land, all working for Crosby. Helping to spread the good word about Crosby radios and television sets and all Crosby's fine electrical appliances. Dorothy Collins, Snooky Lamp, Giselle McKenzie, the hit paraders and dancers, and Raymond Scott's orchestra.
Welcome to your hit parade. We in front of Crosby. Your hit parade, brought to you tonight by Crosby, a division of the Asco Manufacturing Corporation.
Crosby television sets and color style radios. And for the hot, every home, complete electric kitchen, Yamaha refrigerators, Yamaha freezers, electric ranges and water heaters, kitchen sinks with automatic dishwashers and food waste disposers, and automatic washers and dryers, and room air conditioners, all fine products of Crosley.
And now Crosley brings you the top news all over America, as determined by your hit parade survey, which checks the best sellers in sheet music and phonograph records, the songs most heard on the air, and the songs most played on the automatic coin machine, an accurate, authentic tabulation of American taste in popular music. Your hit parade.
See it on a Crosley.
Isn't that something? Crosley, right through the year, is going to be sending your hit parade to your town.
Oh, we ain't got time for that. We ain't got time for that. Sorry, no more Crosleys. Don't Crosleys make those crappy record players today, too? Like, they're still in business. This is like when they were sponsoring your hit parade, which went from radio to early television. Crosley's still making stuff. Oh, God. You know, this is an impossible playlist to do because I'm going so fast. And these things don't have labels, most of them. They're just paper records with very little information on them. Some of them I can ID because I know their products. But others are just, I'm going to have to go back and I want to put pictures of all this stuff up. But I hope to be able to come back and play more ephemeral records in the future. I sure do like it. And I hope you enjoyed this foray. And thank you for indulging me. You guys send out a lot of messages here on the playlists, but it's impossible for me to respond to any of them, folks. So I just want to say thank you. It's been a pleasure to be here. And Yvonne is coming up with Micah.
Stasio!
Oh, sorry. She's Stasio. Are you Micah or are you somebody else?
Jim the pierogi.
Jim the pierogi. I like pierogies. I don't have any pierogi flexi discs.
We have pierogies on the table.
Oh, man. What flavor?
Potatoes.
Man.
Yeah. I have some pierogies.
They're only boiled. You didn't fry them.
Get away. Boiling is the way to go.
Excuse me. I got to go back on the radio. Folks, this is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. This is Mac. Until next time, saying nighty night, everybody.
Alert.
Bugs!
supper.
Up to now, you've had it easy. Come again if you dare venture further.
Hello. So, welcome to the beginning of today's show. We're going to start out today's show by resurrecting some homemade polkas that didn't quite make the time cut due to me, of course. Last week we had a homemade polka show, an hour filled with polkas made by you, the listeners, and some DJs. And it was wonderful. And so, coming up next is the Porchistas with the Abe Vigoda Polka, which the Porchistas made specifically for Dance With Me Stanley once upon a time. I hope that you enjoy it. I hope you do. I hope you enjoy it. Okay, stay tuned. This is a radio show, and that's what you do.
Drinking alcoholic chocolate sodas.
Abe Vigoda.
brass and some showies for the road. Did the polka in Miami on white sand and snow. Tripping all the way to the Florida Keys, followed by some UFOs. Seven-mile bridge, pissing Isla Mirada. Slapped a barracuda, drinking a colada. Pulled up to the pier and what do you know? Ran into Ava Goda, drinking alcoholic chocolate soda.
Ava Goda, I'll get your is on the pier at Mallory Square.
To the late, great Abe Vigoda, one of the most underrated actors in movie history. Chief Colby in Joe vs. the Volcano, Detective Fish in Barney Miller, and the most underrated rat in Tinseltown history, Salvatore Tessio. Tom, can't you let me off the hook for old time's sake? And the guy who told Michael where to hide the gun in the bathroom. Did you know that only weeks after his death, the yoga bronzed Hollywood elite dissed Mr. Vigoda hard when they left him out of the in memoriam section at the Oscars? Fanabola. Well, Chief Abraham Charles Vigoda, we're singing this song to let you know that you will always get a pass at the Porchista's home studio.
Oh! Hey, Vigoda, I'll get shoulders on the pier at Mallory Square.
Nice homemade polka, wouldn't you say so, Micah? I mean, Jim the pierogi?
Very fine indeed.
Ah, yes. Well, we've got two more. And so the next one is called Ticket to Polka from Tommy in Neversink. All right, enjoy your fresh, hot, homemade polka. Yeah, yeah.